Disney's animated fairy tale films, a land where you can ride a flying elephant, hear an enchanted tale, or be reminded that it is a small world after all. This week, I will be asking 15 questions all about Fantasyland at Walt Disney World. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Theme Park Trivia Podcast. I'm Dana, and I'm here with the Burns family. We've got Paul.
Hello.
We have Jill.
Hello.
We have Zoe.
Hello.
And then we also have Oliver and Ben.
Hello. Hi.
They will get 15 questions, 10 seconds to answer, and 1 point for each correct answer. Then stick around for the end for a quick round of Guess the Character. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
All right, number one. At the Wishing Well next to Cinderella's castle, there is a statue of a cat. What is its name? Go ahead, Zoe.
Lucifer?
Yes, you are correct.
Good job, Zoe.
Number two. What is the name of the restaurant found inside Cinderella's castle?
Cinderella's Ballroom?
It is called Cinderella's Royal Table.
Oh, yeah, we knew that.
We're so close.
Number three. When you're standing inside Sir Mickey's, who can you see peeking into the store near the ceiling?
My gosh, it's the giant. It's not Creepy Giant. I don't remember his name. Jill?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
It is a giant. I'll give you half of that. It's Willy.
Willy! Oh. I'll take half a point.
Number four. What ride's building is where you would have found Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Winnie the Pooh's what adventure?
I think it's the Something Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I mean, we went all of this, but I had was Winnie the Pooh. So, you're good.
Let's just go with Winnie the Pooh.
It's Winnie the Pooh. That's where you find.
Okay.
Number five.
Who has a special horse on the Prince Charming's Regal Carousel? Go ahead. Who do you think?
Is it Maximus?
No, that would be a horse. But Cinderella has a horse. She has her own horse on the carousel.
Huh. Number six. How many castles are there in Fantasyland?
That would be two castles.
There's actually three.
What?
There's Cinderella's, there's the Beast's castle,
yeah,
and there's Prince Eric's castle.
Where?
Because the Little Mermaid.
There's the Little Mermaid ride. His castle's there.
In the background?
No, it's like it built into it. Yeah, the Beast's castle is only like this big too. It's all forced perspective.
The Beast's castle is big in the background.
Number seven. What ride closed to make way for Princess Fairy Tale Hall?
The Snow White ride?
Yes, it was Snow White's Scary Adventure. Number eight. What year did the new Fantasyland expansion open? It is 2012. Number nine. Was Fantasyland the first place you could see Rapunzel's tower?
Rapunzel's
like to say true.
Oh, wow.
And would you like to add anything else?
Would you like to add anything on?
It's the best bathroom in the entire park.
Oh, yes, definitely. Unfortunately, you were wrong. The first,
I was right.
The first tower was actually put in Germany, in Epcot, during the 2011 Flower and Garden Festival. Number 10. What is the name of the park that sets the theme for Storybook Circus? What is it?
American Park.
American Park. No, it's called Carolwood Park. Carolwood was the name of his steam engine that he had in his yard.
That's
like
so
Walt
specific.
Disney's yard. And so they named it Carolwood Park after his steam engine. Number 11. In Pete's Silly Sideshow Meet and Greet, what part does Donald play?
The Ringmaster.
He's a snake charmer.
Oh.
Number 12. When you enter the ride vehicle on Peter Pan's flight, what doll is sitting on the table of the children's bedroom?
It's a doll that says, sorry you waited 2 hours for this ride.
Raggedy Ann.
You are correct. Number 13. In Enchanted Tales with Belle, how many books are in the attraction?
There are 700 books in the attraction.
There's 12,000, but...
give or take.
Who's counting?
If I guess if you know you're playing The Price is Right, you'd be on it.
$1.
Number 14. What ride did artist Mary Blair contribute to the design of?
Is it A Small World?
It is A Small World. Number 15. How many opening day attractions are still in Fantasyland?
Is it 5?
It is 5.
Woo!
I also would have accepted 6 if you said the train station.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So how did we do?
Well, today we got 7.5.
Wow! Just our about worst. As many points as there are people in the room.
Oh, are you counting me as that?
I think I am now, yes. Now it's time for Guess the Character. This week we're giving Zoe a turn. She will give 5 clues to who her character is. Go ahead, Zoe.
Okay, so the character is a boy. It's an animal. It flies. It's white and it has a glowing nose. And it's in one movie.
If you think you know who Zoe's character is, comment over at Smaldinoland USA on Instagram. Last week it was Sadie's turn. Who is your character, Sadie?
My character was Lightning McQueen.
Thank you for listening and playing along. We will be back next week for another episode of the Theme Park Trivia Podcast.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.